It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, it's time to have the hot take police.
Yep.
Hot take police.
It's idiotic. You're a moron.
And today, we have one of the worst offenders of the hot take. Somebody who's no stranger to the segment. A guy who is known for bringing the heat, bringing the thunder. Would be a gentleman by the name of Max Kellerman, who every day has to go face to face with Stephen A. Smith. So,
a breeze of controversy.
You better
him.
Be willing to unload your best stuff.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, it's time to have the hot take police.
Yep.
Hot take police.
It's idiotic. You're a moron.
And today, we have one of the worst offenders of the hot take. Somebody who's no stranger to the segment. A guy who is known for bringing the heat, bringing the thunder. Would be a gentleman by the name of Max Kellerman, who every day has to go face to face with Stephen A. Smith. So,
a breeze of controversy.
You better be
him.
Willing to unload your best stuff when it comes to being on whatever that show is called. Hey, it's the First Take, and no one ever hears us because we're on mute at every bar that you go to at the airport.
To illustrate his hot take, sometimes he'll light a match.
Maybe he will, which leads us to, unfortunately, it's not just a hot take, please, but we're going to court. We need to... Gentlemen,
again, NPR, ladies.
I provide the evidence here, and you be the judge. Did Max Kellerman, or did he not, eat a meal that provided him with some sort of gaseous material inside of his stomach? Let's go to yesterday's first take, shall we?
And he's feisty. He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond is usually arguing and fighting.
Oh! Oh!
Trying to cough to cover it up?
My man trying...
You, cad.
A conspiracy to cover up the fart.
Well, what he did is he tried to cough to cover it up, and it created a push.
So when he coughed, it shot it out.
Yeah, the jury convicts Max Kellerman of farting on air.
Let's hear the evidence one more time, Your Honor.
I'll play it 40 more times. I find this stuff to be hysterical.
And he's feisty. He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond's usually arguing and fighting with the refs. Patrick, if you watch, look at the video when they show Patrick. The difference is that Draymond is usually arguing and fighting with the Draymond is usually arguing and
his face. He looks directly at the camera. It's like, uh-oh, right before it happens. And then they go to Stephen A. Smith, and all you hear off of camera
is that Draymond is usually arguing and
why can't I slow it down?
No, but the difference
is that Draymond is usually arguing if
no, but the difference is that Draymond is usually arguing if
okay. So I even went back through at the beginning of the break to see if there was any kind of lead up, and there was one that I thought might have been it. He made a face. I heard a tiny something, but it wasn't enough to even present to the jury. Fart or not a fart?
I mean, come on.
That's obvious.
I mean, that's a rookie move.
Because the cough never works.
No.
Because you have to understand, like, it's science. It's physics. You can't let air so harshly out one end and not come out the other. It has to be a balance.
You're constricting your stomach.
Right.
Yeah, you're constricting your stomach at that point. Why can I not slow this down?
I don't know. Now, is it as egregious as Scott Zolak when he was on the phone?
I'm looking at San Francisco right now as being a front runner to get Josh.
I don't know if it was.
He denies it.
I was just going to say, very much denied that was him.
Is it as bad as Nancy Grace?
They were smiling so big.
All right, Nancy Grace's fart is the best on-camera fart of all time. Because Nancy Grace, people don't really like her. She's not overly attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I want to do Dancing on the Stars and get people to like me. So she dresses up in her finest gown. She puts on all her makeup. She trips the light fantastic. Here she comes.
They were smiling so big.
And then she gets up to the microphone. It's like Carrie when the blood pours on her.
All right. Five call says it all. 617-779-0985. Did Max Kellerman indeed release a hot take on First Take yesterday?
And he's feisty. He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something? No, but the difference is that Draymond is usually arguing and fighting.
It's not quite a Ditka, is it?
I'm going to take the Eagles because I think they're going to stay on the field on third down. They're going to make some third down conversion.
I'm not like Susie. I was from Philly, but they got rid of me, so I'm going with the Giants.
Well, let's see if the Giants win.
That was controversial. There's been two that are controversial.
So I'm going with the Giants.
Some people theorize that was Mike Ditka making noise with his mouth. And another one was the post-hominous.
What?
When someone died, it's post what?
Posthumous.
Oh, post posthumous.
Posthumous.
Posthumous Tim Russert fart.
Appeared on that program.
Okay, come on, dude.
I mean, people were upset. They said the man is dead, and I said there is a legacy.
Sure, that's a bass drum.
Appeared on that program.
I'm looking at San Francisco right now as being a front runner to get Josh.
Yeah, that's absolute. I don't care how much. I don't care how much Zolak denies that. That's.
I mean, what else could it
certain.
Be?
Yeah, that's certain.
Michael.
Yes, absolutely. That's an Area 51 cover up on a fart, but the best part was the one in the courtroom. If you remember, the local courtroom fart, that was the best.
The local courtroom fart?
Yeah, from that city council meeting.
Oh, yes! I completely forgot about that one.
Because that just was a disruptor.
Well, no, what happened was the person was mic'd up, I think.
Yeah.
And he was in the other room and didn't realize it. No, that's I'm getting too mixed up.
This was just, there was someone sitting there in front of a microphone, and they farted real loud.
Oh, I remember that one. Hang on, I have to find the full clip.
Yeah, and then
the whole place went nuts.
The council couldn't get back together.
Because I just have the isolated part of it, but I need to hear the whole buildup.
Okay, what's the isolated part sound like?
Mayor, would you like to...
I don't think we've had a lot of audience left. Not a lot of people calling in.
What the hell you say?
Hot take police.
It's idiotic.
All right. Well, there you go. We'll just take the one call's word for it.
maybe it was such an open and shut case that people had to,
it's like, yeah,
had to bail out right
you
away.
Know, no, sure. Well, there you go, Max Kellerman. Max Kellerman's face right before they cut the camera just doing it. He's like, oh boy.
Perhaps a mistake was made.
Possibly. It could have been a Nick Jamelli in his bed situation. Before his girlfriend found him.
That's right.
Almost dead and nude. Yes. But there was indeed an announcement that was made this morning. Now, if you were on Twitter anywhere, you found out that Russell Wilson is now going to be the highest paid player in the NFL with a new 4-year extension. Worth $140 million, 65 to sign. The total guarantee is $107 million. He has a no-trade clause. So now, essentially, his contract is 5 years and $157 million. However, what you did not know about this, unless you were on the internet, is that he made the world's sexiest announcement.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
He goes, what's up? I want to make a video of me in the dark, lying in bed under the sheets with my lady Rihanna. Rihanna? Is that who it is? Ciara. That's right. Ciara, not Rihanna. Ciara.
Yeah, how could you make that error?
Here he is. Get a little sexy with me, Russ. Come on, talk dirty to me.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, you can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
You've had sex with one chick in your life. Just like he's under the covers, like, guess what, everyone? I'm about to have sex with my wife. Like, whoa! You can, you! Like, hey, everybody. I'm going to have sex with my wife. Like, what a lame dude. Like, dude, you're a professional athlete that just signed, like, this massive contract. And the big thing you're bragging about is being under the covers with your wife? Play it again. What a douche.
This is
just, like, douche chills. This is up my spine.
Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, you can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
I'm going to have sex with my wife.
Creepy.
I'm a heterosexual.
Someone said we forgot Jim Tom Sula.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Sula, you got to figure that was like a regular thing.
Like, Jim Tom Sula just seems like the kind of guy that if you're just walking behind him, you're in trouble.
See, the problem, like, when we ride in the car with my dad now, because my wife has an Explorer,
mm-hmm.
and the kids will be in the car, all of a sudden my kids will go, oh, my God!
because my father will have just broken wind.
I remember when I was a kid, my grandpa farted. It was the greatest thing. I might be the hardest I've ever laughed in my life. And the best was that my grandpa, like, never talked this way. He couldn't avoid it, and he couldn't deny it. So he goes, just blow on my bugle, and then let another one go.
Now, was it like the old person escape? Like a...
No, this was like slapping your wet cupped hand onto like skin. It was
okay. Because a lot of times that when an old person's walking around, they're just like,
it's like a.
This is a really good football team. They're well coached. A lot of talent. Nothing but respect for them.
A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks losing their confidence after things sort of snow.
Jim Tom Sula just looks like that guy. Like
Because he lived out of his car. So you know, like every post game and pre-practice spread, he's knocking out everything.
Football history of good quarterbacks.
He just looks like a guy who wakes up and there's like a plate of chicken fettuccine on his bed.
Or he eats it off his chest in the morning.
Oh.
Football history of good quarterbacks.
He won't go to sleep without like a face full of Slim Jims.
It's like, oh Lord, Tom Sula. Every office has somebody that you don't want to follow. Tom Sula's that guy.
There was someone in there the other day that Dan and I experienced.
Yeah, every office has one. It's funny. No matter where you go, what place you work, there's always one person in the office that you don't want to follow. And sometimes it's who you least expect. Sometimes you don't think it's like somebody doesn't stereotypically look like the person that you would want to.
No.
And then they just earn that reputation.
All right. Well, I think that we've reached a point, Rich, where only you and I are enjoying this.
Marconi, here we come. I'm getting tweets of that. Accidentally, we stumbled into radio gold, I bet.
All right. So Bob Beers from Toronto is going to join us in just a moment.
Come on, usually arguing and fighting.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Saturday night in Boston. Maple Leafs forward Nazem Kadri was assessed a major penalty and game misconduct for cross-checking Bruins forward Jake DeBrusque. As Marlow releases the puck, DeBrusque comes up alongside him and delivers a hard, legal hit into the glass. Kadri sees the check occur and immediately skates over to DeBrusque. He raises his stick with both hands and delivers a hard, forceful blow directly to the head of DeBrusque. This is cross-checking. This is not a hockey play. Instead, this is a player retaliating against an opponent by using his stick as a weapon to make forceful and direct head contact. Players are simply not permitted to flagrantly violate league playing rules because they feel the retribution is justified. It is also important to note that Kadri has an extensive disciplinary track record that must be considered when issuing supplemental discipline. Kadri has been suspended 4 times and fined once in his 561-game NHL career. The Department of Player Safety has suspended Nazem Kadri for the remainder of the first round.
Dragons rule.
That sounds like a Game of Thrones type sound at the end of that.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're touching on Rich. Bob Beard's unavailable. Probably we'll have him on later in the show.
Probably for our last break.
Yep. He was tanning a lot, in fairness. He had a tanning bed in his room as requested.
All right. Well, what a just kick in the nuts yesterday. So they've tried two different things. In game number one, it was more about speed and less about the brute strength, and they brought Backesin in game two, and it seemed to work. And then yesterday, nothing really seemed to work. So what's the problem? Do you continue with Backes? Because even Ty Anderson said that he seems back to his regression that he was at the end of the season, or do you continue? Like, you've lost both ways.
All right, I got two things. First of all, the Kadri explanation was far too long. What he should have just said is you're not allowed to use your stick and hold it with both hands and jam it in a guy's face. Because if we allowed that, then our superstars would keep going down. It doesn't matter what happened before that. You're not allowed to do it, and I think the penalty is too light. Now, moving on. The problem yesterday was Krug still hurt, and I think DeBrusk is hurt. And those were...
DeBrusk played well, though. Like, DeBrusk had an okay game yesterday.
I don't think DeBrusk played...
I think that line actually played pretty good. But he was part of the reason Krejci scored.
Yeah, but offensively, you've seen him play a lot better over the last couple of months. I think Fred's onto something there.
I think that's the wrong line to be criticizing this morning.
The other part of it is, I don't think the Bruins played terribly yesterday. The penalty kill was awful in the second period. I mean, again, we said it in the first hour. There were no stretch passes. Toronto wasn't running up and down the ice. The Bruins just lost track in their own zone a couple of times. They played pretty well. Toronto came out quick, and then the Bruins answered. It was just a couple of small mistakes that they made.
And it was.
I don't think you change up. I think Backes should dress for game four.
Oh, absolutely. Backes dresses for game four. And I think it's unfair of Ty Anderson to take a shot at Backes, who played very well two nights ago, and then last night, you don't look at that. Backes barely played, first of all. What did he have, 6 minutes going into the third period? He'd been on the ice 6 or 7 minutes going into the third period. So it's not like he played a lot.
Well, the most interesting thing that Ty Anderson said was that all of us, you can't look at these first three games and not think something's going on with that first line, especially Pastrnak. I mean, the fact that he hasn't...
They're beating him up.
Well, they're beating him up, but okay, well, then they need to do something to figure it out. They've been able to figure it out most of the year. It's not like the Leafs are the most physical team they've ever played.
No, they're completely focusing on Pastrnak.
Okay, well, then maybe you switch up the lines like Ty Anderson said. Put Danton Heinen back on that first line and move Pastrnak down with Krejci, and maybe something just to get some sort of energy or some sort of different dynamic that will hopefully, because they've had their chances. That's the other thing that's infuriating. They've had their chances, and they just haven't buried a lot of them.
How has Carson Coleman been? He had an assist last night, but how has he been on the second line last night? How was he on the second line last night?
I mean,
he didn't play a lot. I mean, he had under 12 minutes of ice time. Yeah, a lot of forwards who played more. Coleman hustles and was good in game two, but is he good enough to hold that spot in game three? And the reason I bring that up is you're talking about moving Pastrnak down. Coleman would be the one who leaves that line. So, I mean, I don't know about not dressing him, but certainly dropping him is not a problem.
I mean, Pastrnak has gotten bigger. I don't know why he's allowing himself to get pushed around like this. And he doesn't seem to be responding and do it well. I mean, he's got an equipment issue when he can't come out on the power play. I mean, there's a...
That happens.
No, I know, but it was just the timing of it and everything. I know he had an equipment issue, but it's just like the kind of luck that he's having. And they're obviously targeting him. I can't explain why the first line's not playing well. I mean, Bergeron's having Bergeron's kind of fixed the face-off situation.
Well, yesterday he was one of the first times I can remember that he ended up having less than 50%.
Well, it was in game one he was terrible. So, I mean, it's not as bad as it was.
If Marchand could just be a little simpler, I think a lot of that goes away. I think Marchand has had a couple of golden scoring opportunities that he's passed up.
I think the whole first line has. Yeah, the first line is trying to make too many passes.
Of all the things to have happen, to have Frederik Andersen creep into your head was at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
And that seems to be what's happening. Anderson's played well.
Was that Pastrnak who had him five, or was it Krejci who had him five hole, and it was Pastrnak?
Put it on, put and it slid it across the ice. He had him,
yeah,
and then couldn't lift the puck high enough to get it to where that hole was. Yes.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that was a golden opportunity. There was the opportunity where the puck was behind Anderson, and it was just sitting there.
Yep.
That, and then there was the opportunity when Toronto pulled their goaltender, and then the puck just kept going down and down
right.
and down.
Yeah, that was. I still couldn't understand what the rules were there.
Rules
that was
were like, if it's a deflection,
okay,
and there's no possession, then it would have counted. But was it Coyle at that end of the ice? Who was it? Was it Coyle?
Yeah.
I forget who it was skating down
there. It was just an odd moment. They're all kind of moving
all
along
kind of moving,
with the
and
puck.
Coyle's trying to hold people off because the puck is slowly meandering towards the net. If Coyle could kind of peel off and kind of bump it, could have picked up the speed a little bit, but he got caught, so the puck didn't make it to the net.
It was almost like curling.
Yes. That's exactly
right.
I think Jack was actually pointed that out after it happened.
Yeah, that's what Edward said after that.
Well, Pastrnak is frustrated, and he sounded so after the game.
Can get any chances. You know, I think it's more on us. You know, we're getting a bit frustrated, but it's a long series. We're going to regroup and focus it on another game.
I mean, give it to Tavares, and who else is on that line? Marner, and I forget who the other guy is, but they've done a pretty good job. Hyman. They've done a pretty good job silencing that first line. And I don't even know why. How many shots on goal did Pastrnak have last night? Because I can remember like maybe two, three.
Give it to Marner. I mean, he's that team right now.
Who's the other wing on that first line?
Hyman.
Oh. Okay.
I know you're setting him up.
I was trying.
He's waiting.
I'm waiting.
He hit a breakaway last night.
That's
all right. That's sneaky. That's under the radar. That's okay.
Not good enough.
Oh, come on.
Not good enough.
Break. That's.
I like that one. Breakaway. Come on. You really don't like that.
No. If you said he busted up that line, then maybe that's a little bit better.
No. Breakaway is more clever.
Breakaway is much
more
clever.
Pastrnak got three shots.
Yes.
I'm hearing.
Yes.
In 21 minutes of ice time.
Yeah, that's not good.
You can't do that.
He had four shots missed, three shots on net.
That was another problem, is that they couldn't hit Anderson.
Breakaway. Can't believe you don't recognize the greatness of that. That was good.
Busted up is not as good as breakaway.
Yeah, that's too obvious.
Oh, and plus, busted up, you're not busted, it's broken. You break something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You're better than that. I mean, he broke up that shot going five hole.
Okay, that's better. That's better. A lot better.
You know, I was putting pressure. I had to think fast. I'm only human. I can't go crazy like that.
Yeah, it just seemed anywhere Marchand went, he was just swarmed. I mean, it seems to be that way. And Hyman's been doing a pretty good job, right, Fred?
Say it in the Mark Davis
voice.
Give
me a third one.
Now you're asking me to do it hockey related.
I know.
All right. I don't know. I don't have one.
Come on. Give me some magic.
You're putting me under too much
dance,
pressure.
Clown.
Yeah. You're like,
dance.
You're like Chip Chipperson. You're just throwing jokes at me. I don't got them.
That's a good point.
I don't got them. All right. Here there's headlines, and I want to investigate this Russell Wilson tape a little bit more because it might be the worst thing I've ever heard.
Have you seen it?
Yes. And he's in bed. Like, and the covers are over
there. It's like, what are you doing?
It might be the worst thing I've ever seen.
Ain't I got the life? Just signed a contract lying here with my wife.
Who's apparently banged a ton of rappers.
I don't know that.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Sierra?
Yeah, Sierra. It's C-I-R. She had that song, S-O-S.
C-I-A-R-A.
Which was Ciara. The Tainted Love song, where you just played Tainted Love and she rapped over it, or sang over it.
All right, so Ciara.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put Ciara dating, and we'll see who she has had sex with, and then that will make the bit even funnier. All right, here are the headlines.
98.5.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't miss a thing.
What are you gonna do?
On your phone or tablet.
Are you listening to me?
Get the latest stories or download a podcast. Podcast 98.5 The Sports app. That's an app. For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. Download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Johnson back, and that's stolen by Carlo. He'll chip it ahead, but not out. Held in far point, Ryland.
Just under too much pressure to get a lot on that.
Now back of the net. Here's Tavares left of the cage. Backhanded, they score. It's backhanded home by Andreas Janssen. As the puck hopped out in front, the Leafs were able to keep the puck in at the far point, and now the Bruins are trailing 3-1.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Bob Beers. Doing color for the Bruins Radio Network. You can hear all the games here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Mr. Bob Beers from Toronto. Hello, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Appreciate you coming on.
How deafening were the boos every time DeBrus got a hold of the puck?
Not as bad as they are when Chara touches the puck in Montreal. They're usually, I expect a little bit more, actually. But, no, they booed him. I think for Toronto fans, you know, they're pretty upset. They forgot about it for one night anyhow, so it's up to the Bruins to come back here next game.
All right, what do you make of the struggles of the first line, particularly Pastrnak?
Yeah, they're real. No, I'd throw Marchand in there, too. I mean, he struggled, I thought, last night. They both have. Pastrnak, they were physical on him. They were more physical on him than they have been through the first couple of games. I think Hyman threw a hit on him a couple of times. Muzzin threw a good hit on him in the neutral zone. So, you know, you got to slow down the talented guys, and they were able to do that. I'm curious to what the Bruins do next game. You know, do you stick with that line? And do you try to have them play their way through it, or do you make some changes? I don't think Bruce Cassidy will announce anything between now and game time. Even if he is going to change the lines, I think he keeps that kind of under wraps until game time for game four. But I think it's something that they have to seriously consider right now and trying to jumpstart, you know, a couple of guys. You know, they'll probably keep Bergeron and Marchand together. So do you move Pastrnak alongside Krejci, or do you keep them together and let them try to play through it, because they are that good, and once they do play through it, you expect them to kind of explode a little bit.
Do you see them experimenting once again, or not experimenting, or going back to, it's funny, the first game, you know, they felt that they weren't physical enough, and then you put in Backes in the second game, and then last night it obviously didn't work. Do you see them continuing to have Backes as part of it, trying to go for the more aggressive physical play, or maybe going to what the original game plan was in game one and seeing if that might possibly work?
Well, I was surprised that they weren't more physical last night.
Yeah.
I mean, they had such a strong game in game two, being physical and, you know, making them hear footsteps, making Toronto hear footsteps. And I didn't see that hardly at all last night. And it surprised me. And, you know, a couple people, you know, walking by me in the press box saying, you know, where's that game from game two? You know, where's that team from game two? And I don't know. The first period was a good period. It wasn't that overly physical period, but it was a good period. It was scoreless, and I thought the Bruins played well in the first. And I think they just kind of fell into that kind of mode, and we really didn't see it throughout the second and third period. I think the fourth line tried to bring it at one point, maybe after they got scored on in the second period. So do they keep Backes in, or do they make some kind of change? If Johansson's healthy, you know, they said he's been sick the last 2 days, but if he's healthy and ready to go and, you know, they feel that he can make a contribution, I think he's back in there. Depends on who you want to take out and which direction they want to go. But I didn't see the physical side of things, and I was a little disappointed that I didn't see that physical side of things last night.
All right. What do you make of Krug? Obviously not a good game last night. Do you think that his health, do you think he might be a little more banged up than we know, or is it just one of those off nights?
Well, he was, I didn't think he had a poor game last night. I thought he got victimized there on that first goal, but he wasn't alone. There was a few mistakes that happened before that goal. I thought he pushed the pace pretty well from the back end. You know, he might have been a little bit off, but I was surprised he was in the lineup, you know, based on the hit right. that we saw him take. And, you know, playoffs right now, you know, it was interesting that Bruce Cassidy said, you know, don't assume that he's concussed. He didn't even go through the protocol. So, you know, that surprised me a little bit because of the hit he took from Muzzin. But, you know, I don't ask those questions in the playoffs because I expect guys to be out there if they're even remotely ready to go. And, you know, they don't want to admit, okay, he didn't have a concussion. Okay, so, you know, on you go. If they say, hey, he's got a concussion, then he's going to be out for a handful of days. So,
right.
You know, playoffs, I think anything's possible. And I didn't think he was – I didn't think he had a – I thought other guys had poor games. I put well before him in that category.
Any defensemen that you put before him?
You know, I think Chaz – speed has been victimized a little bit, you know, with the quickness of Toronto and when they're able to do what they want to do in terms of putting him the puck into areas and, you know, forcing him to turn and go get it. That's going to be a challenge for him. He's still, you know, a good defender, but, you know, they're you know, trying to exploit the speed factor. And sometimes they're able to do it, sometimes they're not. He's still very good at defending, but when he tries to get into those speed, you know, matchups, that's going to be a tough matchup for him.
Having said all of that, Bob, you know, there are some negatives to last night, but in the end, I thought the Bruins did pretty well defensively, save for some massive breakdowns on the penalty kill, but 5-on-5, they're staying with this team.
No, they're fine 5-on-5. I mean, you know, they were good second half of the season 5-on-5. Yeah, the penalty kill let them down. There's no question. And, you know, that has to be much better. You know, and I think Backus took a penalty for high sticking. I was in the offensive zone. He was trying to throw a hit. You know, and Grizzlick, you know, it's a little ticky-tack, but anytime you get the stick in it on the hands, you know, it's going to be called. We saw it called in game two against Toronto. So, you know, that's a tough call to take. You got to kill those penalties, and the Bruins weren't able to do it. They weren't able to get the puck out on a couple of occasions. They lost a couple of faceoffs inside the zone. There was maybe a breakdown in, you know, coverage, you know, trying to maybe jump a little bit too early and leaving a guy exposed in front of the net. So there was a few things that need to be cleaned up on the penalty kill, and there's no question. And, you know, the two goals, PK in the second period, that ends up being the difference of the game.
Hey, Bob, you playing golf today?
Not in Toronto. We'll wait for the second round.
It was nice when I was in Toronto two Marches ago.
Not right now.
All right. Well, hopefully
we'll look for the second round.
All right, Bob Beers, love hearing you, and look forward to hearing you tomorrow night.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Right, see you, Bob. Right, thanks a bunch.
Appreciate it. I want to explore. There's more RKK news that we can get to, but I also just, even if it's just briefly, it's just so douched out by that Russell Wilson video.
Yeah, I saw this morning, too. I was like, yo.
He's not popular in the locker room to begin with, and you just gave them a bazooka. You just gave them...
just a ball-busting bazooka.
I don't care if you're like the big Christian punter guy on the team. You got to say something.
For that video he made this morning, yeah.
You got to say something. We'll be right back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Russell Wilson is now the richest quarterback in football. And eventually that will change, and someone else will become the best quarterback in football. And
who's due? Like who's due next? Who's going to be the richest quarterback in football next year? I was trying to figure all that out.
Brady's due an extension, but he's not going to get that.
No, he's not going to get that.
No.
But I was trying to think about that because just in the last, like, year, you had Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, you had Kirk Cousins. I mean, Foles doesn't count, but, I mean, Breeze got that 2-year $50 million one, so he doesn't count. But, I mean, there's always going to be the next biggest one.
Yeah, the next quarterback that's signing a deal, like when he's in his 20s or 30s or early 30s, is going to get.
Yeah. Garoppolo got a big deal, too. That's right. I mean,
right.
He was
the highest paid quarterback for a minute.
Yep. So now he's looking at Russell Wilson woke up with four new years. $140 million, 65 to sign. So the total guarantee is $107 million, also with a no-trade clause. There was a great rumor that was out there for a while was that the Giants were going to trade for Russell Wilson. And I thought that would have been awesome if they would have pulled that off. Like, that would have been fun. But apparently that's not the case. He's got 5 years, $157 million.
All right, so Wilson has been married, and it was to a girl that he met in high school, which is always smart, and they got divorced. And now I think what happened is, when he met Sierra, he said he wasn't going to have sex until he was married. Now, Sierra has dated Bow Wow. Not Lil Bow Wow. Bow Wow.
Yeah, he changed his name. That's the same one, right?
I would imagine he's no longer Lil.
Bow Wow of the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift fame, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Was he Bow Wow or Little Bow Wow? Once you get your driver's license, I imagine you're just Bow Wow.
I think then he was Bow Wow, which goes to tell you, of course, that was the best of the franchise.
Yeah, when you
the
can,
Tokyo Drift when, one with the dude from Sling Blade as the star.
When you can, with the dude from, so if it's not...
Not Billy Bob Thornton. I meant the kid from Sling Blade.
I was going to say, if it's not Billy Bob Thornton or...
John Ritter? Or Dwight Yoakam?
Of Dwight Yoakam.
Dude, Sling Blade is one of the best movies. Like, every time it's on,
it's great.
It's got to be a top five film. That's probably a top five film for me.
Okay, so she has dated Bow Wow, 50 Cent. She's a very beautiful woman. And she has dated Amare Stoudemire. She's dated Future. So she has been with... a lot of guys, and you know how when you've been with a lot of guys, and the guys kind of get around, and like the dude married her,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, yeah, like you married her.
What was the thing that happened with the Atlanta Falcons and Russell Wilson having to do with his wife? There is a story that had to do with somebody sent. Oh man, if anyone knows the story, tweet it to me or call in 617-779-0985. There was a situation where a player on the Falcons. Either was used to hook up with Ciara, and I guess the night before a game sent him like a jersey with her name on the back or something.
Oh really?
Yeah. There was something kind of nuts, like a story like that.
So there's like, you know, that thing with Facebook now is that you can see like a girl you went to high school or college with, and she's getting married, and you're thinking, I wonder if the guy knows like everything that this girl has done before she married him.
Sure. Oh, here it is. Here, real quick. Ciara has a child with the rapper Future. And when the Seahawks lost to the Falcons in the playoffs of the 2016 season, he overnighted a Matt Ryan jersey to his son, for his son, to Russell Wilson's house.
Well, that's immature. Well, anyway, so the Ciara, and so they've been married, and so he signs his big contract. So they decide to film themselves, and they are undercover
lovers.
It
is sexy as hell. This is Russell Wilson.
Let me just say, perhaps, because what my point by saying her boyfriends and everything is that Russell Wilson is a total nerd. I mean, he's a massive geek. And so, like, he married the girl who's dated, like, I don't know about Bow Wow, but she's dated, like, all these, like, famous people and stuff and had kids with them. And Russell Wilson's the one who jumped in and married her. He's just like a total geek. And so here is a man who's the biggest nerd, whose teammates think he's a huge nerd. We've known that. Trying to act sexy. And like, come on, look, I'm in bed with my wife.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
By the way, that's the lowest I've ever heard his voice
before.
That's
what I'm going to say. He doesn't talk like that. Like, he doesn't talk like that at all.
He usually talks like, hi, I'm Russell Wilson. How do you know? I'm Russell Wilson. I hustle.
No, all of a sudden, he's Barry White. Y'all go to bed. Like what? I couldn't sleep, Russell. I was on my pins and needles about your new contract. That's right. I'm going to sit here with this woman I've been married to for a long time and bang her. Oh, Russell, you cad. If I could only live your life. I imagine that. You're under the covers with your wife.
Also, as if he's just like, really, what's the right word? Because Oogie isn't it. It's just like creepy.
It's like, it's cringe inducing.
Yeah, that's it. You just sit there going, yeah.
It's cringe inducing.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, I didn't need to see this.
He changed it. He's trying to be sexy. Like, and what he's doing is he's trying to, like, I got it all. I got the new deal and I got the lady. I got the lady that everyone else had but decided not to marry.
Well, I mean, it's not even that. It's just.
Oh, yes, it's partly that.
See, it's more just like Russell Wilson just attempting to be, like, super cool. And instead, it just creeped me out. I've got nothing personally against Russell Wilson. I mean, I think he deserves his money, whatever. But that was just the weirdest way to do it. In the dark, too, is all dark. I think Dwayne Wade did that one time, too. Like, tweeted from his bed, and Gabrielle Union's, like, kissing on him and stuff. And we're like, dude, we don't need that.
But Dwayne Wade does cool stuff. Like, he took his kids to a gay pride parade, and he's done, like, all this stuff that, like, I mean, Dwayne Wade's done good things, and I'm sure that. But that's like family stuff.
Somebody said, this is like creepy, like having a weird swingers couple living down the street.
Yeah.
Hey, there. Yeah, it's like that Will Ferrell skit where he's in the hot tub with that girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I shall feed you lamb shanks. We shall make love on the sea.
Lovers, that's to be joined by two lovers.
I mean, that's what it seems like. It's like, yeah, I don't need to see this, man.
We'll make love.
No, but he's trying to be like, yeah, I got it all. I got the lady. And I got the money, y'all. And like, that's the first time he's ever said y'all in his entire life. I'm a big nerd. So sexy.
Like, if I'm a team playing them, like, I just put in the Jumbotron that picture of him just, yeah.
Oh, do you know the things people must say about Future, having Future's kid and then him sending the jersey?
Well, this is a good story on line one. This is because I think I remember this, too.
All right. Let's go to Andrew. Hello.
Hey, I think what you guys are remembering is when the Seahawks were playing the Falcons in the NFC Championship a couple years ago. And the Falcons brought Future onto their sideline.
That's right.
And we're playing Future throughout the stadium the entire game.
That's right. That's right.
So basically, Russell Wilson's like a chump.
He's not a chump. He's a chump.
They are treating him like a chump.
Well, they're treating him like one. Yes, but I mean, he married someone who had a kid. It's not like he's like that doesn't happen.
I didn't say that. I said that he's acting like, you know, that he's got the belle of the ball. They're married.
This is the best. Somebody goes, you know what Russell Wilson sounds like there when he goes?
Hey, Seattle.
He said it sounds just like a...
Always ass.
It's Stephen
but
A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith, I can see saying that. Like, just loving asses so much.
Always ass.
I don't know if I'm articulating my point correctly.
I'm a bottom feeder.
But he's married. He's married to a woman that he's married, A. B, so, like, congratulations, you're having sex with your wife. And B, I don't know how many other people have made videos going, yeah, I just signed a new record deal.
Always ass.
So instead of Russell Wilson, just start some ASMR videos.
No, you should start some, if you have to tighten your sphincter videos. Like, if you have to go to the bathroom real bad and you don't want to.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Yeah.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
I'm going to let her rub this horn of plenty resting on my sweet tuft of chest
hair. See you in the morning. I got about 30 seconds of boning to do. See you in the morning. I'm going to have sex with my wife. Congratulations, sir. She's a very attractive woman. I won't deny that. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines. And there's some new RKK news, the man of a thousand applause. We will have...
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.